Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchas Ma'aseh Karbanos, and the laws of the activities of how Karbanos are brought in the Seif Avoid in the Book of Service. Where after we finished explaining in specific detail regarding the different Avoidis related to Karbanos, now we go to that of specific Karbanos and its specific halachas, which in this Perek Rambam discusses that of the Karban Oilam. As Rambam begins in Halacha Alef, he says, how is this done? Mitzvah sase lasas ha'ilah, there's a positive commandment to do the totally burnt sacrifice, kemishpata haksub batar, like according to the laws that are written in the Torah. And b'ketzah ma'isa ha'ilah, how are the activities of the totally burnt sacrifice? So sheichid v'zer kadam kemish b'yanur, you slaughter and you spray the blood, like we explained already in the previous parak. Halacha Alef Tegimel spoke about the shechita, and Halacha Vav spoke about the zrika. Mafshid, and you skin the animal, manateach, and you dismember the animal. You cut it up into pieces. And you sacrifice all the cut up pieces on the altar. Shemek says in the Pasuk, and this is what's unique about the Oilam, which we're discussing, which are totally burnt sacrifice. That the Kohen burns all of it on the Mizbech. Halacha Av says, what is included in the entirety of this totally burnt sacrifice? Halacha Beit, Tzemer Shebirashik Kvasim, the hair on the heads of the lambs, and Viseir Shebizkanat Yashim, and the hairs on the beard of the rams, the male animals, the male sheep, the atzamis and the bones, the hagidim and the tendons, the karnayim and the horns, the tlofim and the hooves. So bizman shem b'chabon, when it's attached to the animal, maktir nesakol, yeah, you burn it all. But then partial, they disconnected, that's not part of the primary animal itself, of the carbon, so then lo yalo, then it's not brought up into tam mizbech. Shnemek says in the pasuk in Devarim, oy leisecha, your totally burnt sacrifices, and it says, what is it? Habasar v'hadam, the flesh and the blood, which only those things you sacrifice and nothing else. Well, it doesn't, I thought it's everything. Yes, when it's connected, it's everything. When it's disconnected, only the meat and the blood. Moreover, kul and shapoko malam mizbech, all these other ancillary parts that we spoke about, whether it's connected or was not connected, when it was on mizbech, if it fell off the mizbech, it burst off, the fires, lo yach, so you don't put it back on. So too, if a coal fell off from the tamizbech, lo yach, so it's not put back on. Now, locha gimel, however, evarim, regarding the limbs, which that is the buster, that is the primary part of the oilam. Shepokum al mizbeach, if it burst off from on top of the mizbeach, so it depends. Im yesh ben mamish, if there's substance to it, there's still the actual limb is there. Afilapoku acha chatzay salayla, which we're going to see shortly, there's a difference regarding certain halachas between before and after midnight. But here, if there's substance to the limb over here, even if it burst after midnight, yeah, so you should put it back on. Kashanem, it says a pasim yuka al moikta on the pyre, al mizbeach on the fire, kalalayla, the whole night. Doesn't make a difference even after chatzay. Now, if there's no substance, it's already basically totally burnt up. Then even if it burst off before midnight, you don't put it back on. However, if the meat got charred, the yavish alehim ke'etz, and it got dried on it like a piece of wood, here it depends. Ufaku, and it burst off, before midnight, then you put it back on. Already after midnight, then you don't put it back on. Halacha Dalad. Now, regarding what's unique to the halacha of an oila, regarding nituach of dismembering it, kishmenateach ebri ha'oila. When you dismember the limbs of a carbon oila, meilichin is kol anasachim la'kevish. So you transport all the pieces to the ramp. And that's where you salt the pieces. And then you bring up all the limbs to the top mizbeach. And you remove the sciatic nerve from when it is on top of the mizbeach. And you throw it onto the pile of ashes that's there in the middle of the mizbech. And then you burn the limbs on the fire, which is not there in the center. The center is the ashes, but yeah, there somewhere on the mizbech is the fire. Shemek says in the pasuk, habasar v'hadam, which Ram is coming to explain this idea that we said about that you throw the limb on the fire, or you're throwing. It says habasar v'hadam that you have, by the oil you have the meat and the skin, the meat and the blood, so it's comparing. Just like we know that loch is, you have to spray the blood. So too, the meat also has to be thrown where there was this little gap between the ramp and the mizbeach. So you throw it from the ramp onto the altar. Now the achash is rocking after it was thrown onto the mizbeach. Then you'd go and you organize it in the organized fashion on the fire. Shemek says in the pasuk that the orach hakayin oisim, that the kohen should organize them, that it has to be organized. But if the limbs were first roasted and then put up onto the fires of mizbeach, that's not going to have a pleasant aroma, because it has to have that it's roasted first over here. It's being burned for the pleasant aroma, like we explained in the previous parak, the six things that you have to do when it comes to that of the oil. How do you dismember the carbon oil? So lahayu shayves regel. They wouldn't break off the hind leg, which is how butchers actually do, where they break off the hind leg before it's skin. No. Elenoikfei. Rather, they make a hole in the hind leg, v'toilabai, and hang it from that hole, umavshit, and then skin it, because the leg also needs to be skinned before it's dismembered. V'mayushar. Now, if it was an ox, a big, large animal, mavshit b'likliya, they would skin it without hanging it. Umavshit atshahu magil chazut, they would start from the legs going upwards till they reach the breast, flaying it and skinning it. Higil chazut, when they reach to the breast, chaytech esaroish, they would cut off the head, v'nois lakoin, and give it to one kain. Then they would cut up the legs, and they would give it to a different kain, meaning not to the one who got the head ready. And then they would finish skinning the animal. Then they would cut out the heart, they would remove the blood from the heart. They would cut off the four legs, which are the hands, and give it to someone else. Then they would go to the right leg, they would cut it off, and they would give it to the one who already was merited to hold the head, which we cut off first. Ushne beit miman had the two testicles with it. And then they would tear open the animal until all the intestines were uncovered. They would take the fats, the they would put on top of the head, on the top, on the place where it was slaughtered. And they would take out the intestines, and give it to someone else. Now, they would take these the limbs and the intestines, and then wash it off in water. Shemak says in the pasuk, "Va'akedim and the intestine, va'kadayim and the feet, yichat v'amim should be washed in water. Libyain, not in wine. Libymezi, not in diluted wine. Libyshamashkin, not in any other liquids. Water. But v'cholamim is kshirim. All waters are valid. Now, kama medichat, how much would he wash it? So, akadis, the intestines, medichat neisim bebeis and medichat kol tzarkei. There, they would wash it off in the chamber of the washing as much as it needed to clean it out. That was regarding the stomach. Hakrevayim, the intestines, im poiches and mishalish pamim. That wasn't done last than three times. That was for the kerevayim, for the inner organs. Umedichin oisam al shulchan shalshay shabin amudim, and they would wash it off regarding these kerevayim. They would wash it off on the tables of marble that were between the pillars, which is where they would slaughter the animal there in the azar. Halacha zayin. Now, not less a second. They would take a knife. Umafresh esareim al kavod. They would separate the lung from the liver, the etzba hakavod na kavod, and separate the lobe of the liver from the liver itself, which is like a type of like a thumb sticking out of the liver. And they wouldn't remove the liver from its place. But they would just detach the lung from the liver, where that's how the organism survives. We have all the different parts that are connected, so they would separate it. Then they would cut open the chest, and give it to someone else. Then they would go to the right flank, which is the side of the animal, and they would cut and go down till the spine. But they wouldn't touch the spine. Until you get to two soft ribs, they would cut it and give it to someone else, and the liver was hanging in it. Then they would come to the neck. They would leave two ribs from this side and two ribs from this side. In other words, you have two ribs that were already left, as we mentioned in previous halacha, when you cut off the right flank. Now you're also leaving two ribs from the other side, which are the ribs that are in the flank near the chest, where you didn't yet cut off the left flank. So therefore, it's appropriate to say that you left, because it's still attached to the flank. In other words, that they would take the ribs with the neck that's attached to it, and you left these two ribs on either side. Chaytcha, you cut the neck from the left flank, v'neslacha, you give the neck to someone else. And you had vakana, the windpipe, v'alev, and the heart, v'rei, and the lungs, tlumba, are all hanging there from the neck. Bola l'dev and asmolas, then you came to the left flank. Umanechba, and here manech doesn't mean, like we said, that when you leave the two ribs that are attached to the flank, like you mean when you leave by the neck, where there manich meant that it's attached to the neck. Rather, here it means to say that you left by the flank two ribs, meaning that these two ribs are lacking from the flank. It's lacking shteitz lois rakas milmala, two soft ribs from the top, meaning that which is attached to the tail, shteitz lois rakas milmata, and two soft ribs on the bottom, which were already taken when they were attached with the neck. And that's how you left also with the right flank, which you left two ribs on the top, but two ribs on the bottom, like we said in the previous halacha. So Nimtza comes up, Maniach b'shtei hadfanis, that you left by the two flanks. In other words, by the two flanks, when you cut it from the animal, you left four ribs on the right side, which you have two attached to the tail and two attached to the neck. So you have Abbot Slice Bazoo, you have four ribs on this one, Abbot Slice Bazoo, and four ribs on this one. And then Chaitcha, then they cut off the left flank from the animal, but no Slacha, they give it to someone else, but Shejima with the spine with it, but Chol Taliba, and the spleen was hanging on it. Halacha Tess. Bolei La'ukitz. Then he came to the tail. Chaitcha b'nois La'acha, would cut and give it to someone else. But again, the fatty tail, the etzba covered, and the lobe of the liver, which is that little thumb-like part that we separated from the liver, ushtei kloyesima, and it had, together with the two kidneys with it, this all was given to the one who got the tail. Neitlas regel has smallest, then he would take the left leg, b'nois La'acha, and he would give it to someone else. Okay, say it is then, according to this order that we just described, mafshitin, they would skin, u'menatchin, and they would dismember oilas bahima, the animal totally burnt sacrifice. The Elohim and the Sacham and Murtan, these are what's known as the dismembered parts that I mentioned in the Torah, where it says, Benitech Oisel and Sacha, that you should dismember it according to dismembered parts. So that's regarding dismembering it, skinning it, and then dismembering it. Halacha Aleph, Halacha Yud continues on this, which is become a Melichin as a Ram Lekebesh, which after you have the parts, now you have to transport what's called Halacha Zevarm to the ramp. With how many people would they transport the Evarm, the limbs, Lekebesh to the ramp? So it depends. If this totally burns sacrifice from the sheep, there would be six kohanim would transport it, as the Ram says, Halach Yiraf. Harishon, the first kohen, would take Beresh uBerdegel. He would take the head and the right leg, which had the two testicles with it. He had Harish B'minoi. He had the head in his right hand, B'chot Meklap Bizroya, and the nostril would be towards his arm. The Karn of Ben Etzba'isav, and he had the horns of the head, were between his fingers. Ubeshchit L'mala, and the place of where it slaughtered was facing upward. V'hapedra Leha, and as we mentioned, the fats were on top of that. That was in his right hand. V'regel Shayumin B'smaili, and the right leg was in his left hand. Ubeis Ur L'chutz, and the area of where it was detached from the body, which doesn't have skin over there, that part was facing outwards, and that's how he would hold it. Halacha Yud Beis. Hasheni, the second coin, had b'shtei hayadam, had the two forelegs. Shal yamin b'yamina, the right hand in his right hand, b'shal smoyel b'smoyel, and the left hand in his left hand. U'beisar in l'chutz, and here too also, the place of where it was detached from the skin was facing outward. Halacha Yud Gimel Hashleishi, the third coin. He had b'ukitz u'berdegel. He had the tail and the left leg. He had a ukitz b'min, he had the tail in his right hand. Ba'al yamin dudelis b'in the spice, when he had the fatty tail hanging between his fingers. And the etzba covered b'shtei hakloyesim, like we said, had the lobe of the liver with the two kidneys with it. And b'regel shosmoyel b'smoyel, he had the left hind leg in his left hand, u'beisar in l'chutz, and the place of where it was taken from the skin, facing outward. Halacha yudal, harvi, the fourth coin, he had b'chazu b'geir, he had the chest and the neck. That is hachazu b'minoy. He had the chest in his right hand, v'agir b'smoyli, and the neck in his left hand. V'tzalasel ben esbaisav, and he had the rib cage between his fingers. Like we said, the neck had that of the ribs. Halacha tezvav, hachamishi, the fifth coin, he had b'shtei defanis, he had the two flanks. Shayimin b'minoy, the right flank in his right hand, v'shalzma b'smoyli, and the left flank in his left hand. U'beisar in l'chutz, and the place of the skin, where it was skinned, was towards the outside. Halacha Tezayin Hashish, the sixth coin. So he had bakrevaim. He had the intestines, which were in the sunba bazar, which were placed in the bowl. Ukraim agabei mamala, and the feet were on top of it on the top. This was all in Moisa ha'ila keves ayes. If the totally burnt sacrifice was a lamb or a goat, of a Moisa ayil. But if it was a ram, then actually malichan hakrevaim shnayim. And actually, the one who transported the intestines actually wore two kahanim because the ram was bigger and heavier than the lamb. So you needed another kohen to carry the intestines. And v'chenaseilu shel nesochau, so too the flour of the libations, because after the burning of the limbs of the oily, then you would sacrifice its mincha, which was made out of flour. That was bi'arecha, that would be carried by one kohen. V'yayin bi'arecha, and the nesacham of the wine would be carried by another kohen. V'mhoya ayil, but here also, if it was a ram, then it would be more of the nesacham. Haseilu b'shnayim, the flour was more, so you had two kohenim. V'yayin b'shnayim, and there was more wine, which was carried by two kohenim. Halacha itan, so nim tzei salam, it comes to that you learn, shakeves oye eiz, if the oil is a lamb or a goat, melichan leis ha-shmoinim azveh, it would be eight kanim, which were the six of the limbs, and another two for the flour and the wine, that would take it to the mizbech. The isle and the ram was melichan leis ha-achar aser, would be 11 kanim taking all the parts to the Mizbech. Hashur. Now, if the oila is an ox, which is a much larger animal, melichim nese arba ve'esim, you have 24 kahanim involved. As Rama explains, alocha yotches. Harish in the first coin, melech hazeresh, was big huge head, so he only took the head with his two hands. Vashen vashlisha, the second and the third coin, melichim neregel shayimin, they would take the right leg. Vereviv v'chamish in the fourth and the fifth coin, melichim nese okas, they would take the tail. Vashisha vashvi, and the sixth and the seventh coin, melichim nese regel shalzmal, they would take the left leg. Vashmin and the eighth coin, melech hazachaz, he would take the breast. Vagera and the neck, melichim nese shleish, would be taken by three kahanim. Chi, Vasir, Vacharasa, the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th coin. Melichat Shtei Haridam B'Shnaim, and the two hands were taken, each one, by taking by two kahanim, meaning the two were taken by two. Ushtehat, meaning of a total of two. Ushtehat Fanat B'Shnaim, and the two flanks were taken by two, meaning each one took one. Vakarivayim, Asaz Vayayin, and the intestines, and the flour, and the wine, B'Shleisha Shleisha, each one of these had three kahanim. Harebob B'Esim, that's for a total of 24 kahanim. Halachi test explains and clarifies something. Why weren't these large limbs of the ox, which are very large, why wasn't it cut up into pieces and each one taken by one kind? Because Shnem says in the pasuk, you should cut up into its parts, and not the parts into parts. So you can only cut up into individual parts, but not doubling down on that cutting up. When we say this halacha, that these are the amount of kahanim that you need for the nesachim of whatever size animal it is by oilas tzibur, is by the public oilas. But if an individual oila a person is bringing, if they wanted to transport the dismembered parts, less kind of this or more kind of this, they can transport. It's not limited to this number. He could choose to do it as he wants to. Halacha chav, continue with another type of an oila, not oilas behema, but oilas ha'oif. Regarding the bird oila, kesad ha'isad nasas, how was it done? Oila kevish. So the kohen would go up to the ramp. Ufan lasev, he would turn to that ramp, which was a little bit above the midpoint of the mizbeach. Ufan l'ken jemes mizrach, as he would come to the first corner, that of the southwest, southeastern corner. V'yimaylik sham esreishim imul orpa. That's where he would do malika, which was a way of cutting off the neck of the bird. He would do malika by its head, mimul orpa, opposite the oirif. Now the oirif is the back of the head of the bird, which is higher up. Mul orpa means facing it, opposite it, which is a little bit lower down, is actually the back of the neck. That's what he would do, Malika. Umavdan, he would separate the head from the body. Vimlevdan, he didn't separate it. Pesul, it's actually invalid. And then, Umamatsa Dama Reish, then he would squeeze out the blood of the head, and Vidama Guf, and the blood of the body, Al Kir Mazbech, on the wall of Mazbech, Lamalam and Achot Shabemza Mazbech, above that string that went through, that went around the middle midpoint of Mazbech, which is where he is over here by the Saiviv. Vimitsa Dama Reish. But if he squeezes out the blood only of the head, it does not squeeze out the blood of the body, psul, it's actually going to be invalid. But if he squeezes out the blood of the body, but not the blood of the head, ksher, it's going to be valid. Halach chavav, then benoitlas resh, would take the head, umakev beis milikasi lemezbeach, and he would bring it near this area of where the malika was done, of the head, to the altar, v'sevke b'melech, and he would saturate it with salt, v'zorkel gabayishim, and then he would throw it onto the fires of the mezbeach. Then he came to the body of the bird. He would remove the crop, which is one of the internal organs of the bird. And together with the skin that's on it with his hand, with the feathers on it. And with the intestines that come out with it. And that part with the crop and all that's around it, he would throw to the area where the ashes are. The pasuk says, he would split it by its wings, which is b'yodah with his hand, b'loisak, without a knife. And in the talk, he doesn't have to separate the midpoint, the back of the bird where you separate it from the wings. Shneimer, because the post says actually loyavdol, not to separate it. But if he did separate it, kosher, still going to be valid. Give a melech, and he sprinkles it with salt. B'zorg gabayishim, and he throws it onto the fires. If loyhe says some more, if he did not remove the crop, v'loyis anoitze, and not the feathers, v'loyis b'neimayim, not the intestines, v'loyis tvog gabayim, and didn't spray it with salt. Anything that was a deviation, like the case we just described, after the blood was already squeezed out, it's still going to be valid because the primary is the spraying, or in this case, the squeezing of the blood, and anything after that would not invalidate the carbon. Halach of Gimel, qualifying and explaining what we mentioned before, Ketzad Mulkin, how does the kohen do this malika, in contrast to by an animal carbon, where you do shchita, he do malika. So Ketzad, he cuts, the Yorid Batzipar, and it goes down with his fingernail, Mimul Arif, opposite the back of the neck. Now, if he wants to go back and forth the way shechit is normally done, some melech maybe go back and forth. Let's say he just wants to press down and go down with his fingernail. Darius, he can press down. Let's say that uproots the pipes instead of like slaughtering it, pulls it out of where its socket is, which is generally a problem with shechita. In regards to the malika in the cheshes, there's no concern. And b'chaytech shidra, he has to cut the spine, umafrekes, and the bone of the neck, b'loy rebaser, without cutting the majority of the flesh that surrounds it around it. Because shimchatech rebaser, because if you cut the majority of the flesh, hariz a kamesa, so then it's like dead, couldn't shigil as mum before he got to the two pipes of the bird. And you can't be dead before you do that, because that has to be the shechita, which in this case is malika. And he has to cut the two pipes when you're doing the oila sa'if, when he's coming down with his fingernail. Now, if someone does malika with a knife instead of his fingernail, or even that sudden, or not from the back of the neck, but from the sides, in a malika, that's not going to be as a valid malika. It's just like it has to be choked the bird, or if like he just stabbed it, and therefore it would not be valid. Now, the whole width of the neck is kashal malika, is going to be valid for this halacha malika, which is done on the oila sa'if.